In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So you welcome all to our Chapel of Divine Mercy. Right now it's Mercy Hour, 3 p.m. on Friday. It's the day, the hour in which we meditate upon the passion, death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who suffered so very much for us. We had a very lively conversation today on the Passion of Christ, specifically sharing our own reflections upon the way of the cross and the different stations of the cross, especially the presence of Mary, who was present with Christ. The Stabat Mater was in a great source of encouragement for her son to be able to carry the cross to Calvary, die on the cross, rise from the dead, and be the means of our salvation. So let's offer our intentions, and let's pray for all people throughout the world who are carrying heavy crosses, that they will not carry the cross by themselves, but ask Mary to help them to carry the cross and unite their cross with the cross of Christ. Annette?
I would pray for all those people that are sick right now or undergoing major surgeries, and also for the holy souls in purgatory.
Mary, your intention?
I'd like to pray for the holy souls in purgatory still in the month of November and ask them to pray for us, and also to pray for all of us that we recognize that the cross that we never carried alone, Christ is carrying it with us, and that we persevere.
Pray it. And about 20 seconds in silence so you can formulate your own intentions. Chapel of Divine Mercy. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father, mighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God. Father Almighty, from Mary shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, there is provision of the body and life everlasting.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, atonement for our sins and those of the whole world, for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood,
soul, and your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul,
and
dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, atonement for our sins and those of the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on
the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole.
Eternal Father, I
offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body
and blood,
soul
and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy and Mighty One, Holy and Mighty One, have mercy on us and the whole. Holy God, Holy and Mighty One, Holy and Mighty One, have mercy on us and the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Mighty One, have mercy on us and the whole world. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus,
I trust in you.
Jesus, I trust in you.
St. Faustina's diary, it's number 113. It's an introduction and three words. So the introduction is, and again, I would like to say three words to the soul that is determined to strive for sanctity and to derive fruit, that is to say, benefit from confession. So yesterday we went over the first word, which is complete sincerity and openness. And today the second word is humility. A soul does not benefit as it should from the sacrament of confession if it is not humble. Pride keeps it in darkness. The soul neither knows how, nor is it willing, to probe with precision the depths of its own misery. It puts on a mask and avoids everything that might bring it recovery.
Yes. Sincerity or transparency is indispensable. We've got to be clear. And that's a sign of the good spirit, is transparency. But also humility. Humility, Teresa of Avila says, is the truth. And by humility also means this, is that sometimes the devil will tempt people to hide sins, you know, and sometimes serious sins, and it's pride. And if you don't confess a serious sin because of pride, you're not making a good confession. Another manifestation of a lack of humility is, you may laugh at this, but you say, for example, you have a problem with your husband. You say, I lose my patience with my husband. If you really knew him, you'd cut me some slack, you know. But in a certain sense, that it's not humble, because we do lose our patience because of our pride. He might be provoking us, But you're sugarcoating over something that's sinful. So humility is very important. And humility is the truth. So when you go to confession, make sure you don't try to justify, rationalize, or point the finger at others, but rather point the finger at yourself. St. Augustine says, the more we accuse other people, the less we examine our own conscience. I really like that. So let's pray that we'll have a humble heart, especially when we go to confession. The Lord be with you. Through the intercession of the Curia of Ours and St. Faustina, may God bless you in a very special way, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.